And I remember putting my finger in it and being like,
podcast and the Latino. I will say that again because it was not on the right volume, but welcome to another Latino with a podcast and the Latino with a podcast. And today and with Richard Gomez, or how I like to call him, Marco Antonio Solis, because he doesn't know that he looks so much like it. The thing is, like, he put his hair up. You look like Marco Antonio Solis.
I believe you.
And you don't know who that is.
I don't know.
It's really sad.
I'm sorry, man.
And he has an open mic called Three Blind Mice.
You're plugging my open mic?
Yeah, pulling everything up.
Yeah, man. Come down to the open mic.
It's going to be in a festival, Big Gator Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that.
And I don't know at what point. For me, you started doing stand-up. And you were already good, but this is for me because I believe you started before and I just saw you like later on.
No way, dude. I started bad. I started very bad. I would say I'm still kind of bad to this day a little bit.
No,
it takes me a long time.
He has
time.
A really nice joke about the boozy.
I have good. I mean, I like some of my bits. I'm not going to say I don't like my bits, but okay. It takes me a long time to write a good bit that I like because I...
You like the boozy? The boozy one?
The thussy joke? Yeah, for your listeners.
It's
thussy, yeah. I would say it's a societal study.
Can you tell the people what a
thussy
is?
The thussy. Oh, so my joke is about, it's a societal study on the verbiage of vagina.
That's why it takes so long. You're like, no, I need to study. Like, yeah, I have an MBA on this shit.
Yeah. You know, I do an in-depth analysis on... slang of like what you call a hole that you fuck on someone, and it's always with the ussy, so like it's like bussy, and then like thussy if your pronouns is they them, you know what I mean, whatever you got on you, whatever kind of hole you got. But then that's the bit. I just say it a lot.
I like that then you're like it's circular, like mm-hmm. But
oh yeah. Yeah.
What do you have any favorite bits right now that you're like, okay, this is my favorite?
Oh, my favorite bit right now is probably I talk about how I started working out again. I'm working out a lot, and I'm doing I'm like reading articles about it, right?
Okay.
Is it okay that I'm doing a bit on your podcast?
Yeah, right? No. John Diaz did a bunch, and he did one that on the podcast live. I was like, that's the worst joke I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
It's like, you need to stop that one.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's the bit is that I've been working out. I've been really nerding out about it. I've been reading articles and stuff, and I came across this one article that's about semen retention.
Okay.
And this is a real thing that boxers do to this day. They practice semen retention. So if
I like that to this day because I feel it's like since 1684.
I just say that. I don't know. I don't.
They've been doing this.
I don't do like a research.
I know.
But
want to give me their cum.
Doing that, I've been practicing semen retention. But here's what I find: it's really hard to squat heavy when you're holding a bunch of cum in your butt. That's my favorite bit right now. It's about being a little gay. But thank you for having me.
Like all the
cool bits.
So just being a little gay.
Just a little bit.
I have one right now. I've been working with the idea for a while.
Yeah.
But it's one of these jokes. I was talking with Big Pandya. And there are some jokes that you cannot try in an open mic. Because there are jokes that need you to have more time with the audience than 5 minutes.
You're
gonna start because the joke is about your first encounter with pornography, where you with people that are 30 or older.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna start the beat like, hey, my name is Christian. How are you? So, what porn do you watch?
Yeah. It's a big hop.
Yeah, you gotta get into it. So recently, I got like 10 minutes, 12 minutes, something like that, and I was like, okay, I'll try it.
Yeah.
But the beat is like, how old are you?
I'm 31.
You're 31. So. Probably your first encounter with pornography. Exactly. Was
sorry, dude.
It was something that, in my case, is like you steal it, like because there was not easy access, so you have to steal it from someone.
Right.
So I went doing this bit, and I asked the people in the audience, like, "What was your first encounter, dude?" Like the answer are always funny because it's always like one guy was like, "Oh, I was like 12 and it was the magazine shop and I just fucking stole it."
Oh,
and I was like, so you were 12 just being like, tits, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
The last guy was like, oh, I took it from the trash. And I was like, dude, it was your trash? And it's like, no, it was the neighbors. It's like,
wow.
why are you in your neighbor's trash? And he's like, oh, this, why is this sticky? God.
Do you remember this move, though? When, like, the internet, so, like, when you figured out how to find, I would use, because my parents were foreign, you know, so I would have to use, find internet searches that were kind of ambiguous. So if like a foreigner read it, they wouldn't know what it was. So like I, like they don't know what MILFs are. Like my mom and dad don't know what a MILF is.
Until this point, mother I love to fuck.
Mother I like to fuck. Yeah. So they didn't know that. So I would search MILFs in Google Images. And I would print out pictures.
Yeah, that
you
would
have to print out pictures, dude. And so I would like have them folded under my mattress and stuff. And I'd have different ones. And then I would just lay them out, like so that I could.
You pick. I'll see this.
That's
after.
Early Gooning, dude. Do you know what Gooning is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like where they like serve like all these different kinds of.
Over
just like fucking slow stroking it. I had that post.
And you have the.
Yeah.
And you're like.
It's so gross.
But I remember, like, with the Gooning, I believe the early Gooning for me, I don't know, in Venezuela, we have, like, cable. Yeah. And there was, like, Channel 96. Like, oh. What? Do you have TVs? Like, no, just cable.
Yeah, just no cable, TVs. No TV, yeah.
But there was a one channel that was, like, Channel 96. And it was a Playboy channel.
Nice.
But if you don't buy it, it was just, like, static.
Yeah,
but if you watch for a longer time, the static at some point the image fix, but like for a second, then
goes
went
back.
Nice. So you were like 15 watching the statics, like the meme of Leonardo DiCaprio. You're like, I saw that.
Yeah,
dude, it was watching for so. The video is about that, and it's like I stole. This is why I love it, because the first one that I have, I stole it from my dad, and it was a DVD. And
Dad had porn?
Yeah.
Nice.
And the DVD is like all illegal copies, Venezuela.
Right.
So all DVDs were like a white CD.
Right.
It's a part of the beat, but the end is like, I change it. I was like, why should I give it back? So I'll just skip it.
Yeah.
And I put back Fast and Furious 2. And the beat, like, the funny part for me, because I was like just happy I have porn.
Yeah.
But then later on in life, I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
The next time my dad was horny. And he was just like.
He just had to swallow that, right?
But my thing is like, he just put it and it's just fucking Vin Diesel fixing a car. Yeah. And my dad is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. It would suck if he already got hard and got yes, going.
With the dick in his hand. And he's like.
Vin Diesel's like family.
And my dad's like. Oh. That's why I love cars. But. I love when you have like a beat that you really like, but I hate when you have beats that is like, I don't know how to get into this faster, how to try in an open mic, because it's more deep. But I bring topics for you always because that's what I do. Actually, I like this topic a lot because I just thought about this. I don't know what the fuck happened with the spooky season. I have a theory that any horror movie, like at least this year, any horror movie was like, oh my god, that movie was so scary, or Halloween didn't feel scary. And I believe, this is my theory, I believe if it goes Gen Z, they just want to die.
What do you mean?
Because like before it's like, oh, if they kidnap you, that you're afraid, you don't want it to be
right,
kidnapped.
Right.
Gen Z is like, oh my god, why did you choose me?
Gen Z's pretty needy.
And it's like, are you gonna kill me? Oh, win. It's like, like, what the fuck?
I feel like modern horror movies are like, I feel like when I was a kid, maybe I was just not smart enough to see like the satirical like thing behind a horror movie. Because like horror movies a lot of the time are making like some kind of statement. Like, or like they're making a larger point than just, I'm here to scare you. You know? Like, I felt like when I was a kid, horror movies were like just like gore and like just very like, they were more impactful for me. That's probably because
there's some scenes like the Freddy Krueger, like I remember like I have like kind of nightmares when went under the sheets to grab the kid.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's because usually if you got the cheats on, you're safe. Freddy Krueger's like, fuck that.
Freddy Krueger attacks you exactly where you're safe. That's why he's so terrifying. Exactly. You can't chill out. You can't calm down.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'll sleep this off. It's like, no, don't fucking sleep.
No, that's the thing.
But that was scary. I believe now movies are not scary. They never know how to end a horror movie. The horror movie can be good, but the ending is always like, what the fuck?
Right. Well, like a lot of the times they're going for sequels and shit. And movies in general probably aren't as good as they used to be.
But
I was watching, like, I've been watching like really dumb comedies, like early 2000, 2010 comedies.
They're good. They don't have filters.
Dude, they don't make movies like that anymore. Like, those movies just don't get greenlit.
They don't have any filters.
Dude, and they're so dumb, dude.
I believe it's Naked Pistol that there's a scene that they're in.
Naked
the,
Gun?
Naked Gun, yeah, that yeah, they're yeah. in the plane.
Naked Pistol, dude. Naked Pistol. It's so foreign, bro.
La Pistola Desnuda. It's the same, but in two languages.
Yeah.
You can grab one. It's
okay,
something.
Yeah, I'll try one of these bad boys. What have we got here?
Naked Gun, like, I believe it's that one. But or if not, it's like the pilot or something like that. But there's a scene in the plane that a black guy is talking. No one understands him. He's, like, clearly speaking English. But, you know, he has, like, two words of, like, no one understands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then one white woman is like, no, I can't do it. He's like, hey, yo, what you trying to
say?
Yeah. And was like, everybody's like, what is she saying? It's like, she's speaking English. Like, what the fuck?
They speak jive. Was that Airplane or Naked Gun?
I don't know which one of those two, but
because Leslie Nielsen wasn't both of those. I love Leslie Nielsen, man. Do you know the story about how because he was a dramatic ass actor, really dramatic actor, and then they were thinking they wanted, like, this producer wanted, like, I don't know, they wanted him for this one part, and he came in and he tried to do a comedy. He tried to, like, act and make it funny, like sitcom acting and shit. But then they were like, no, do the Leslie Nielsen thing. Do, like, the super dramatic thing. And then he read the line and everyone fell out. And then he was like, oh. And then he kind of, like, got what was funny about him. It's like, he's so, like, earnest.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like,
so sincere.
He says his stupid shit with so serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he doesn't have to act it out.
No.
There's one, I don't know, that movie. That movie's so weird. It's like a Fairly Odd Parents, but apparently they do, like, a laugh. I don't know if that. It's a weird movie, though. I believe that Drake Bell has, like, powers.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, he by mistake, like, this guy by mistake, like, shoots a nail to him. And he just grabs it with the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, this is normal. This is, like, it was just luck. Nice reflexes. Like, everybody can do that. And then he shoots Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart's like, what the fuck? He's like, nope, he cannot do it. Yeah. You are special, kid.
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember. It was the spoof movie. Remember when they had spoof movies?
No.
They would have, like... Like, this is, it's like Twilight. Like,
okay. Oh, yeah.
And it's just funny Twilight.
Like, Scary Movies. Scary Movies started that.
Yes. Like, but, like, yeah, for Twilight, and then they would do Epic Movie, and they would do,
Yeah, like, they went with Narnia, I believe.
Yeah, they just, like, they would just do, like, random genres, and they're like, this is a spoof version
That was, like, a lot of influence of Monty Python put into a Scary Movie, and then Scary Movie influenced all of the other shit that happened. And that was amazing, but those movies don't get green light now.
No, they don't, man, because they don't
The first joke is like, this might be offensive.
Yeah, you know, I think when I was a kid, I loved comedies, watching comedies, and I would love to see them in the theaters, but my parents, like, it wasn't worth the money to see a comedy in the theaters to them, because, like, they weren't into comedy that much. But we would watch comedy.
And that's like why I'm a comic. Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah, dude. It's an act of rebellion, actually. But yeah, then when I got older, I started watching them, going to the movie theaters and watching some comedy.
I love, like, Austin Powers, dude. I fucking love Austin Powers.
Austin Powers is amazing.
Because it was so fucking dumb.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Dr. Evil was so fucking funny.
We're talking about multi-million-dollar productions, all, like, for, like, a joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so for one joke. Dude. Amazing. And lines, like, really well delivered. Like, I really love one line that he's frozen in ice for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he comes back, he's like, and you gotta do this to us, or we're gonna, like, if you don't want us to destroy the planet, you gotta give us $1 million. And the guy's like, sir, that's not a lot of money. Like, the company makes that, like, monthly. It's like, what? Like, okay, how many do you want me to ask for in all life? We need that back. But getting back to the spooky. I truly believe there's something about the Gen Z that they don't get scared that easy, because they're like, basically, dying is like a win situation. And so the terror is not there.
Well, Gen Z has had access to every form of media.
Yeah.
Since they were like literate.
Yeah, and they
even before that.
And they choose. It's not like because we have access to a lot, but we are like, oh, you wanna see this spooky movie? You gotta be awake at 11 PM mm-hmm. on Friday.
Yeah, you have to figure out a way to do it.
They're like, no, I can watch a scary movie.
Right. It wasn't until like I was like, I don't know, already like maybe like high school where I was able to I figured out I was able to get access to whatever I wanted, like on the internet, like okay. media wise. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like them, they grow up with that access, so yeah. it's like they're. I mean, they would be like super jaded. I can't imagine.
I like that word because I just learned about that word.
Jaded. Oh, it's a good one, dude.
No, do you know this one? Jaded. Mm-hmm. We were looking for synonyms. Mm. That is like getting tired of, like annoying, yeah. Repetitive.
Sure.
Like, one of the synonyms is faggot.
For jaded?
Yeah, faggeged means really exhausted or tired of.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, you're going to use that word, like...
That's not... That spells fagged. F-A-G-G-E-D, you said?
Yeah.
That's fagged.
Yeah, but I'm Venezuelan. I can't pronounce it. Faggot.
Figgied.
I'm really faggot of this, of this guest.
Faggot, yeah. Well, yeah.
You can
see
why I say, like...
Right.
But it's, like, fake.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, man. But I forgot. I don't even hear your accent, actually.
Oh, thank you. But you everything was so jaded, you were on that point. And with this, we're going to go to
I can't imagine being, like, growing up and having access to porn and, like being able to get it on your phone, like, immediately.
Yeah, no.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, and whatever, at the age you
like,
know.
I feel like the access I had to porn already kind of, like, maybe, like, fucked me up a little bit. It must have, right?
Okay, to end this part, how was your first encounter with porn?
How was it?
Yeah. Did you steal something? What, like?
Yeah, no, I had, yes, it was a DVD. I found a DVD, like an uncle's DVD, and I took it. And then the cover, this was like the cover was obviously like porn.
Okay.
You know, I think like in the circle, it had boobs, and in the circle, no wait, it was legs.
Okay.
And the circle was where the vagina would be, you know, of the disc. And so like the legs went out. So you didn't really, I'm like, that's pretty clever. I thought that was good. And I remember putting my finger in it and be like,
yeah. So this is how it feels?
Yeah, this is weird. But yeah, I remember that was
the first time you fingered someone was like, this is not the same.
This is not like a DVD. Ah,
come on.
Yeah. This is dumb, dude.
I prefer twosies. Yeah. It's all circular, I'm telling you.
Yeah, dude. I remember I took that home and I put it in my PlayStation 2. You know what I mean? And watched that. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. Sick as hell. Sick. And I had a projector as a kid.
Okay.
It's for like, I didn't have a TV in my room. I had like just a blank wall. Okay. And like my dad bought me like a little projector.
So the PlayStation, the projector.
Mm-hmm. So it's like huge. I remember the porn was huge. I'm like, whoa. Like, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Thank you, uncle.
Dude, it was great.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to watch porn and we're going to be back.
Oh, nice.
And we are back. We came at the same time. It was beautiful.
That's good, dude.
Nice porn.
That's called the unicorn.
He has a really nice DVD. I'm going to go to another topic.
You got topics? Yeah, everything, man. You're a professional, man.
Actually, this they always like connect somehow. And the connection on this is easy because we were just talking about this.
Yeah.
I believe there are too many options on like what you can consume as a multimedia platforms.
Yeah.
Like, because I was going to watch a movie and I truly believe I spent like too much time deciding what mm-hmm. the fuck to watch.
Yeah.
And it's like on one streaming services.
Right.
But you have many and I believe it's like starting to work against us, the amount of options that you have. It's like going to a restaurant. When you go to a restaurant, the restaurant have like three pages of menus. You're like, I don't know what the fuck I want.
That's for me. What that does is it makes it so that I don't try new things. I'm like constantly rewatching movies and watching TV shows because I know there's just so much that I just get overwhelmed. And I'm like,
yeah,
let's just watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Let's just watch Family Guy.
That happened to me like literally yesterday. I was like going through. And I found something, like, and I hate streaming services for this. Still, you kind of can do it, but it's really difficult to have like a A to C order of movies or series.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously the movies or series that pay more are the ones that are portrayed right. as like highlights or like top 10. And it's annoying as fuck because if you put it in the, on the finder, let's say, like, this is the way, and if people are out there watching this episode and you try commenting and let me know if you like it, but this is the way I have found really shitty, the worst shit I've ever seen in my life, and the best series I've seen in my life. I ask you, hey, give me a letter. And you're like, M. I'm like, okay, I go to M on the finder, and I select, like, the ones that are I may like. Because obviously, if you put M, it's like, My Pony Adventures is like, okay, maybe this not.
I'll watch My Pony Adventures. Yeah, I smoke weed, dude, so I don't need to watch like a good thing.
My Pony Adventures is more for me like for really late nights, 3 a.m., you know, yeah, when I'm horny.
Yeah, when you're fucking
when I'm ready. But I still pre-select like, oh, okay, this 5, though, this 7. And then I ask someone else for a number, 3. And I start watch whatever it lands on.
Mm-hmm.
And I give the series 2 episodes to see if I like it.
Oh, okay.
That way, first, you take out the oh, I don't know what the fuck to watch.
Right,
first.
Right.
And second, you watch something new that probably no one will like recommend. Because
right.
But what I find really annoying is that lately, you don't have that function. That function is like crooked. Because yeah. if you put M...
It gives you the top. Yeah,
that,
yeah.
The first one will be M. It will be like... Manifest, though, it's a series, whatever, Marvel movies, and then it's like Stranger Things, and it's like,
how's that?
How's that? It's like, well, in that, there's a monster,
right.
Yeah, like, no,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
what,
yeah.
I see what you're doing, like, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, fuck
yeah.
you, dude,
yeah.
So it's
They're pretty
really
smart
difficult.
With that,
yeah. So it's really difficult to like put it in alphabetical order, and I hate that,
yeah.
But I've watched like there's one series that I really really like called 6 Feet Under. It's an old series.
I know that show. I mean,
amazing
I haven't seen
show.
It.
Dude, I see it's fucking cover. Amazing. 6 Feet Under, amazing. Gypsy is another show that I saw that
Gypsy?
Way. Yeah, or Gypsy.
Gypsy?
Maybe. Yeah.
Gypsy, maybe.
Yeah. Amazing fucking show. I don't know later.
You don't know?
This is another Latino with a podcast. This is why we have
another Latino podcast. You know what I noticed? That you invited a lot of non-Latinos before you invited me. What's that about?
Because I hate Latinos. Super racist.
Yeah, I was looking. Damn, dude.
You know who I haven't had?
Yeah.
Anthony Aguinaldo. No, not Aguinaldo. Anthony Hernandez. And I have talked about him like on 4 different episodes.
Why haven't you had him on?
Because like in one episode we were talking, Aaron Chase was talking about fighting, and it's like, you don't know what people can do. And then he was, you know, Anthony Hernandez, yeah, he's a fucking Navy. Like,
he was in the Marines.
He can kill people.
Sure.
And I was like, no, he talks about bread. He cannot.
No.
But he can. I know
I
he can.
I work out with Anthony, and he's strong as fuck.
Yeah.
We go to the gym together. Yeah. He's
gay.
Super strong. Yeah, so how am I supposed to oil up my muscles before I go up?
Makes sense.
Yeah, dude.
No, I agree. Yeah. But in that moment, we talked about that. With Aaron Klein, I have a question, like, would you fuck the last person you call or something like that?
Yeah.
I was like, the last person I call was Anthony Hernan. No, fuck that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and
that's
then
a good impression of
with,
him.
Like,
no, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Then yeah. Kaylee Horton, we mentioned Anthony, and I have never invited
him. That's wild, dude.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck Anthony Horton. They have no idea who it is.
Once in a Facebook group, I was like, hey, I'm just going to this place. If you know any comics that are working there, if you can connect me, that it wasn't during the holidays. So thank you, Marissa. Thank you very much. Happy holidays. At Anthony Hernandez, fuck you. For no reason. I was like, dude, what the fuck about this?
That's
like,
so funny.
I don't know. I just
dude, I remember early on, Anthony would do like some really funny bits, but like not like jokes on stage, but he would, you know who Matthew Mitchell is?
Yeah.
So like this was
where is he?
He's in Austin now.
Okay.
So early on, like him and Anthony didn't like know each other that well. They don't they're not by any means like close friends, and even now I think they say hi to each other and stuff, but they're friendly but when like Anthony was just started someone had taken a picture of him and Matthew Mitchell like laughing at like an open mic.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was a good picture, right? And then Anthony got a hold of it and he posted, is like, it's so nice to laugh with my good friend Matthew Mitchell. what a treat to come and laugh with your best of friends. And then Matthew like doesn't know him and doesn't know that he does shit like that. So he's like, I remember, I think he sent it to like another comic. He's like, hey, who is this guy? Is he okay? Like, what is his deal? Because he like legitimately thought like Anthony was like special or something, dude. And dude, it was so funny because that's exactly what he just like wants. Dude, his favorite thing is to make you feel weird and then watch you squirm. You know what I mean?
I also love that. That's why I was like, I need to end this message with something.
Right.
And Anthony Hernandez, fuck you. Yeah, like, just beef at him for no reason.
Just beef at him, yeah.
And he was like, why would you say that? Like, I don't know.
Why
not?
It's fine. He does do that stuff.
But fuck you. So I will never like have you on the podcast.
Your audience still has no idea. I thought for sure you had him on here.
No, yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, I believe I even like asked him for his number to message for the podcast. Mm-hmm. Thing. I just never did.
Oh, that's funny, dude.
Okay, but promise to myself, I'll have you on the podcast. Episode 74. So,
well, you'll see. You know,
so 32 more comics, and then Anthony Hernandez.
Right. How many people have you had on this?
You're number 32. Third.
I'm 33. Okay, cool. 30. How's it doing?
I believe it's doing pretty well. It have like it grow really nice. April to October 1st, 2nd, that length of time, it was like 100 subscribers. I got to 100 subscribers in 6 months.
Cool.
From October 1st to today, that is like a month and a half, yeah. I got 50 more.
Oh, nice.
So like now I am on 150 subscribers. The episode of Bodkin is doing amazing. I believe it's because of the name.
Bodkin. Bodkin's got a good
name. Not for Bodkin. Do you know what is the name of the episode?
What?
The Transphobic Baby.
Oh, sure.
People
sure,
are
sure,
like,
sure,
I
sure,
want to
sure.
see what is happening.
Yeah.
But it was basically that we were saying that...
Do you have a good Bodkin impression? I'm going to see if I can do...
I don't know if I can imitate.
Like, he's got like a... That's like his essence, kind of.
Yeah, that's it. You know? Like,
and he's drinking, you know.
Yeah, like, but I believe I can do a nice Aaron Klein. I have Aaron Klein.
That's a good one. That's it. Yeah. You have a good one. It's like
no.
That's good.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, that's pretty good, dude. I remember I was watching the roast battle with him. And Anthony Hernandez.
No, dude,
it's so funny.
The one they were dressed the same?
Yeah. It's so funny. So Aaron Klein just wears black all the time, and he just guessed that he would wear black, and so he bought, like, the tightest pants he could, and then, like, a tight little black shirt, and they get on stage. And then Aaron throws his roast, and I don't know what it was, but then... Then Anthony starts going, and all of his roasts, the punchline is Aaron sucks big black cocks.
But it was a nice rolling game because like the first time people were like,
people love it. And then his setups start getting laughs because he would start going like, do you guys know those chocolate bananas? Then he would just stop, and everyone's like, yeah, I know where you're going. And he goes, well, Aaron likes to suck big black cocks.
Who won that one?
Aaron did because he had jokes.
But I would love Anthony winning that, and Aaron like just for weeks writing the joke.
Dude, I did like Aaron. I mean Anthony's angle on it. I thought it was a fun roast to watch at least.
And I'm going against David Donick on the 24th.
Oh, nice.
And, what day is it? Like, today's 11. Next, and today's Monday. I'm just seeing if this episode is going to be out before the 24 or after.
But
if it's going to be after, because then...
What's your angle?
Just...
What are you thinking? Like, what are your...
Like the one... There's some that I like. I'm going to go because he looks fucking like he's nasty. And
what do you mean?
He's so white. He looks like Germany nasty.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to go, like, after that he's a teacher.
Aaron Brotherhood.
And that he doesn't know it, but he's gay as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, one of the ones that I like, I probably he won't look at this, and he does, well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the views. that David Dunning dressed nicely, which makes sense for someone that doesn't, for someone that is trapped in the closet or something like that.
Yeah.
For someone that refused to get out of the closet.
Yeah, calling straight guy gay is a very common angle for roast battles.
Yeah, no, but for him, it's like, no, you look gay.
Yeah.
This is like, you don't know you are.
Yeah.
It's like, he has a girlfriend.
Right. Actually, I don't think he does have a girlfriend anymore.
I believe he never.
Yeah, I believe that was a man.
What's the name of your girlfriend? Well, his name is Tarisha.
Tarisha.
Nice,
like, dude.
Just a Tarik.
Interracial relationship. Very, very, very cool.
Very cool from David Dunning.
Very cool.
You know what? I'll end this episode because I believe I have one more topic about. I'm gonna use it for the bonus content. So,
oh, okay.
Any shows coming up? Any apart from the Big Gator Comedy in Louisiana that is gonna be December 12th to the 14th? You know what shows? I am in a roast.
Yeah.
I am in a roast and in the Marlon Hughes show, The Variants.
Yeah. Sorry. Say that again.
That I already know in which shows I was.
Oh, I don't like, know. I don't know.
Arose, they must have sent you.
They sent it to me. Okay, yeah, I don't know. I have
They're
to check.
Not responsible person.
I mean, it's just I'm already going, so I'm gonna be there. Do I have to prepare anything
for Arose? Probably.
Okay, fine. I'll look.
But any shows coming up? You wanna say like this is gonna come out in 2 weeks?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. I think I'm on Don't Tell.
Nice. I want to be in Don't Tell.
Yeah. That's super exciting for me. I think that's November, like 18th or 20 something.
This might.
But I would. I. Oh, let me look. Actually.
I like this. Like your cap because it just says one word.
Rhythm. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but it's like Chinese characters, but make it in English, like. Harmony.
Yeah, dude. I don't know exactly when I have Don't Tell, but I have Stand the Heat at Laugh Factory.
Nice, Stand the Heat. Amazing
the 14th.
Show with Aaron Klein.
When does this go up?
I believe in 2 weeks.
Oh, in 2 weeks? Oh, yeah. Okay. That'll be Thanksgiving. So, Don't Tell is the 23rd of Saturday.
Okay, 23rd of Saturday. This might be out that day. So,
yeah.
If you're listening to this that day,
I will
go
be
to
doing
fucking Don't Tell.
Stand up comedy.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about pussies, tussies, doosies, and
whatever
names. And
I don't even do that joke anymore.
He will bring porn.
I have different jokes now. They're good.
Okay, adiós.
Bye.
Now you gotta say in Spanish.
Adiós.
Adiós.